58. Please continue. In 1963, Stanley Milgram, a psychologist at Yale University, conducted a study focusing on the conflict between obedience to authority and personal conscience. This was nearly two decades after the World War II Nuremberg war criminal trials, in which the defense of those accused of genocide was based on obedience. The accused said they were just following the orders of their superiors. In Milgram's experiment, so-called teachers, who were the unknowing subjects of the experiment, were to administer an increasingly stronger electric shock to learners. The fictitious story given to these teachers was that the experiment was exploring the effects of punishment on learning behavior. Unknown to the teacher, the learner was really an actor, pretending to be uncomfortable as the shocks increased. The teacher was to read a list of two word pairs and ask the learner to say them back. If the learner answered correctly, they moved on to the next word pair. If the answer was incorrect, the teacher was to shock the learner. Shocks began at 15 volts and went up to 450 volts. At times, worried teachers questioned the experimenter, asking who was taking responsibility for harming the learner. The experimenter replied that he assumed full responsibility. At this, the teachers seemed able to continue. When teachers asked if they should continue increasing the shocks, the experimenter verbally encouraged them. To Milgram's surprise and the surprise of his colleagues, 65% of the teachers obeyed orders to punish the learner to the very end of the 450 volt scale, and no teacher stopped before reaching 300 volts. One of Milgram's conclusions was that ordinary people, simply doing their jobs, can become agents in a destructive process.